My main involvement over the past year has been helping a group of Duke of Edinburgh's participants to do their service section by getting involved in their local environment and helping it for the benefit of other people.
Now, they're not camping out for 3 nights or anything, or they're not trying to kill each other, like Prince Edward claimed that was all people did the Duke of Edinburgh for, just for a bit of danger.
Well, there is a bit of enthusiasm for the getting away from the restraints of normal day-to-day family life.
That's what it's about, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
You've got to get a bit muddy. You've got to get your fingernails dirty.
You've got to get away from the day-to-day run-of-the-mill rules and regulations and get out and see what is it like to be self-sufficient. But that's more about the expedition section that we're talking at the moment. The service section is one of four sections to the award where they need to commit for a certain period of time for a minimum of an hour a week. For the silver section, these guys are committed for either 6 months or 12 months, depending on how they've tailored their award. So they've been coming out and committing themselves to give an hour a week of their time to develop their understanding of the environment and develop the footpaths that they're building so that local residents can come walk their dogs, come out with the children and get into the woodland on the side of Troopers Hill, where there haven't been such good paths as there are out on the grasslands.
And how do they react to that building path on this lovely, lovely lump that we look at?
They love it. They love it. They like getting out there. They've got the shovels, the pickaxes, the spades, the saws. They've got the electric drills and the iron rods to make everything really secure. They really like getting hands-on and doing things in a real environment rather than a sort of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Sanitised?
That's the one.
The world we live in, it's all PlayStations and X Factor and, you know, easy
come, easy go, isn't
it? It
can be for a lot of children, it can be. And I think that's one of the great things about the ward. It gets them out of their comfort zone and working with people that they've not met before in age groups and societal groups that they don't necessarily have any involvement with day to day. And it develops their confidence, it develops their self-esteem, it gives them communication skills, it helps them to learn how to work in different teams and understand how different factions in society interlink.
So do you do volunteer schemes all over the place, Chris? What's your bread and butter?
My bread and butter? Well, I got into the Duke of Edinburgh's award scheme through teaching, and I was doing the coordination of the award for the school that I was working in. And then in addition, I was running this section on Troopers Hill as an extra bit because I happened to be involved already. It was something I could offer the children to fulfil one of their sections. But there are thousands of people around Bristol that are opening opportunities for Duke of Edinburgh Award participants to fulfil their award.
Friends of Troopers Hill, is that true? Are you all actually friends? Is it a nice bunch?
People no, we're absolutely horrible. We hate each other. We fight.
It might just be the sin veneer. You know, you seem to be all pally.
No, it's a very friendly group of people. And I think the great thing is it's got a wide range of age groups as well. So sometimes when I've come, I've been the youngest person on the hill, and other times people are bringing their children, there are other people that are in their 20s, but a lot of people tend to be sort of 50 plus, but we all get on because we've got something in common that we can all talk about and take a passion in.
You from Bristol?
I've been living in Bristol for best part of 3 years, but recently moved to London.
It's amazing how you were coming from London to Bristol though, you know, hanging on to a bit of the excitement and the panache of a big city, but then far more green spaces like this.
Well, actually, I mean, I was working in parks in London, in the Royal Park, so I've had a good experience of what it's like to work in the natural environment within the inner city environment, so seeing the dichotomy of those two areas and how they can actually work together. But it is nice to come back to an area where it's easier to get in touch with nature.
Good stuff. Right, about three of these, the rain's coming, it's held
Hello.
Off for a few moments. Right.
I have number 21.
First car.
My first car was a red Vauxhall Cavalier. It was old when we got it. It was a car my dad bought for my mum, and she nearly killed him for it because it was huge and she hated it. She thought it was a tractor. We didn't. We thought it was great fun, especially knowing it was at the end of its life. We learned all sorts of things like how high you can bounce off speed bumps, when to brake to get the highest bounce over speed bumps, how fast it'll go with a tailwind, how quickly it'll stop with lots of people in it. We learned a lot from our first car. It was great. Right, 76.
TV. This has come out before. Pete wasn't a massive TV fan. Is there a telly programme you try not to miss?
No, I don't watch TV very much.
I
don't even have one.
Answer. You're another person who
doesn't have TV.
All right, let's turn this on this head. What percentage of the population, and I know this is obviously not a scientific guess, do you think don't have tellies? Because I've met about three or four people in the past week who don't have a telly.
I reckon it's very, very few, and I reckon probably because of the people that you've been interviewing over the first week, maybe you've come across people of the same ilk. 5% of the UK population, maybe.
What about people who say there's nothing good on telly?
Oh, that's rubbish. No, no, no. There's loads of documentaries. There's loads of films. There is something to suit every taste. It depends on, though, people's working commitments and whether they're in at the right time to see them.
So that's why there's no point for you?
I move around too much. I don't get home sometimes from work until 10 o'clock at night, and the last thing I want to do is sit and watch television. I'd rather listen to the radio in the car on the way home, and then when I get home, that's my chill-out time. I don't want the telly on then.
Final answer?
Is number 33.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
No, because the rules are the rules. 33 is a book you read more than once. It's just something that we've...
Lord of the Rings, I think, is a most fantastic book. And although I don't remember much of the history now, I remember studying at school the links between World War One and J.R.R. Tolkien's experiences in the Somme and how that influenced his writing the book, and the links between the Shire, where the hobbits came from, and his experiences in England and places that he particularly wanted to protect and that he felt a real passion for during the war. So I would love to go back and revisit the history of it and the interpretations and the parallels. But even if you don't know any of that history, as a story, I think it's wonderfully evocative, and it really pulls your imagination and just creates a fantastic experience.
Chris,
and the film's rubbish by comparison.
You're one of these people, inspirational and slightly annoying in the same way, because you're up to so many things. You've got your fingers in so many pies. You don't stop, do you?
Not much. No, keep going and go out and find your interests. Don't expect to sit in front of the TV every night and wait for it to come to you, because it's not going to happen. You need to find a passion and follow it.
Christine, a joy to meet you. I know you're very keen to point out, and that's half the deal. You pull the bingo balls, you get to say what's happening on Troopers Hill.
Absolutely. Right, I would like to make sure that people are aware that on Sunday the 6th of December, there will be a film show and photo show of all the events that have happened on Troopers Hill over the past year. So if you were involved in the dog show or the Bugs and Beasties hunt, or if you went to the Music on the Hill concert, or any of the work parties and other events that have been going on the Hill, it would be a lovely opportunity to revisit those experiences and meet some new friends, because there'll be people there that you might not have met that might have very similar interests to you.